When the Horror Film Festival begins, it won't necessarily be off to a very scary start. Rather, the festival is going old school with a documentary about the Bowman body. Maybe you remember producer Bill Bowman, who hosted TV horror movie showings throughout Virginia.
Your host, the Bowman body.
If you are of a certain age, he's the guy with his low-budget shock theater who might have provided your introduction to many a monster.
It's time now for our weekly trip into the supernatural.
It's been described as a horror host version of Hee-Haw.
Bowman is a little man completely out of his head. Everybody knows he uses a coffin for his bed. Every Saturday night upon your TV screen, Bowman body keeps you awake just to mess up your dreams.
Bill Bowman himself will be on hand to talk to his fans. Festival organizer Christopher Schoen, though, says as the day continues, the mood will be changing.
Slowly, as you get later in the night, the movies get a little bit darker, a little bit more R-rated, if you will, to which our midnight movie is just a good old-fashioned midnight kind of cult classic showing of the movie Scream by Wes Craven.
You remember that one, the one with that memorable line.
Hello? Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
And buffered between Wes Craven's slasher film and Bill Bowman's So Bad It's Good material is the Homegrown Horror Showcase, featuring 8 short films, several with Virginia connections, exploring different aspects of the genre.
Would you turn around?
I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
I'm sure there is.
Does this seem reasonable to you?
I just want to get out of here, okay?
We must have turned around, right?
I didn't turn around.
Someone's bound to show up in the morning.
But what about those people who are already plenty afraid of their surroundings and reality? Just watching a local news program can be terrifying as it is. Christopher Schoen knows these films aren't for everyone, but says they do have a story to tell, sometimes mirroring our most chilling fears.
That's kind of part of both the thrill and the importance of horror films. They do speak to the culture and the society at large. Go back to the beginning of the horror movie in American culture and go forward, you can see how the movies take on the fears of the time.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Incredible Titan of Terror. Wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame.
The late 50s, early 60s, a lot of the horror movies dealt with the theme of it's us versus the unknown antagonist.
With so many films in the festival lineup, with different eras and different budgets, Schoen hopes to spark deep discussion about how they play thematically and artistically. Festival goers can pay one movie at a time, or they can buy a package ticket for all. And while you do have to buy the whole seat, you might only just need the edge.
You don't know what you've started.
I'm Connie Stevens.